Next up, we got another band that has or had helped to put a dagger in the back of disco. This band was all over the FM airwaves in the late 70s. And they were formed in Boston. And aptly named Boston. They achieved their most notable successes during the 70s and the 80s. Centered on guitarist, keyboardist, songwriter, and producer Tom Scholz, the band is a staple of classic rock radio playlists. Boston's best known works include the songs More Than a Feeling, Peace of Mind, Foreplay, Long Time, Rock and Roll Band, Smokin', Don't Look Back, and Amanda. They've sold over 31 million albums in the U.S., of which 17 million were from the self-titled debut album, and 7 million were for their second album, Don't Look Back, leaving 7 million for all the rest. And all total, they've released 6 studio albums. So that's pretty amazing, if you ask me. The band was formed in 1976, and like I said, it really helped to cement rock and roll's place, and thank God bands like this stepped up and really kicked butt, because I don't know what I'd do if I was doing a disco show. I don't know if I could hang. Nah, definitely not. So, as I said before, spark 'em if you got 'em. Sit back and listen to some classic Boston. March of 1977 at the Long Beach Arena in Long Beach, California. Recorded for the King Biscuit Flower Hour. But first, a quick station ID. Rock on! You are listening to Quack House Radio, the best sound in 64K stream on the planet. We're found at quackhouseradio.net. Just point your browser there where you can find all kinds of cool stuff like chat, as well as scheduling, etc., etc. We also have a Facebook presence. Point your browser to www.facebook.com/groups/quackhouse. See you there. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back. Thank you. We are the band Boston, and we'd like to do some tunes for you tonight from our first album. And, And we'd like to do some different things from the first one that we hope you'll be familiar with.
We'll be right back.
our second album, which should be out sometime this summer.
If I said what's on my mind, you turn and walk away, disappearing way back in your dreams. It's so hard to be unkind, so easy just to say. Yes.
Thank you. All right, we got some people out of Long Beach want to rock and roll tonight. Come on! Let's record this up and do some smoking. And come on.
How many people?
sure. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We'd like to play some rock television politician.
Well, there you go. That was Boston, King Biscuit Flower Hour. 1977, Long Beach Arena. Tom Scholz actually first started writing music in 1969 while he was attending MIT. And he, at that time, wrote an instrumental titled Foreplay. After graduating with his master's degree, he got a job with Polaroid and used his salary to build a recording studio in his basement. And thank God for his perseverance, because there were many rejected demo tapes, etc. But that was the beginning of Boston. And they are definitely a band to be reckoned with. Let's give it up for Boston.